This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Elizabeth Grady, the perfect holiday gift card.
Rumors spreading around. Life takes its time. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Wanted to know if we had discussed the Pope's NFT on the show, and I don't think we've discussed it. But
no, I don't know about it.
The Pope is now in the NFT game with an NFT of a rug that was given to him by the Sheikh of Abu Dhabi at one point, and it is when it comes to fetching a bag of cash, it has done that. Well over $150,000
wow.
For the first Pope NFT.
But he can't have that, correct?
He's not like Joel Osteen.
You're not allowed to like profit.
That's correct. It's for the church.
Right. But it says cash. Does it say ETH? If you have currency in the NFT world, does that count?
The Pope was. I'm sure the Pope was in early on the crypto game. If anybody was into crypto early, it had to be the Pope.
Clearly, we know that there are plenty of people out. Greg always, you know, we laugh at Greg about this whole NFT and this whole cryptocurrency world, but man. People is out there. Once DJ Khaled, I was like, oh, man.
Well, yeah, you were impressed over the weekend when you found out that DJ Khaled is he doing his own NFT? No, he bought one.
What did he buy? A gorilla. There's some gorilla out there that is supposed to be very valuable in the NFT world.
Yes. Crypto down 25% as of last check from Friday.
And you're down 300 for that gambling bet in New Hampshire.
Right.
I don't care. Nobody's here now, so you can say a million.
Speaking of the weekend, sincere thanks to everybody who came out and ran or walked the Jingle All the Way 5K in New Hampshire on Saturday. We had a great time. Stellar Ken and Curtis show up there, and not a great time for yours truly. I'll try to improve that for next year.
To quote Galosh, your groin popped at mile one.
My groin, I did have a groin. I wouldn't say that it popped, but I did have a.
He said there was a noise, and you doubled over in pain.
Oh, no. I heard that your groin ran away from you.
I'm dealing with that, man.
You don't want that.
I wanted to sub 40, and unfortunately, I didn't. And then you have to listen to everybody throwing it in my face. Both of my kids, Julia and Breeze, finished 25 minutes. Mm. I think Santo finished
27
minutes.
Yep.
I think
Bobes 26.
Say, Kobe Wobey, Jen and Kobe Wobey beat me by a good 15 minutes. I mean, if the dog beats you, is that an issue? If
yeah. No, because the dogs can run.
Yeah.
Dogs are like rarefied athletes.
Yeah, a dog can run.
Well, how much did you actually run and how much did you walk?
About half and half.
Half and half. Okay.
Yeah, no, you had half and half 5 minutes into the race.
13-minute miles. I mean, it was.
I heard Wilfork ran a 39-minute.
I would have had a much if the groin didn't pop, I would have had a much better time. But
well, at least you finished.
But it was great. And that Cisco, didn't you? That's a beautiful place. That Cisco Brewery. That's awesome up there in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So great time. And thanks. I want to thank all the New Hampshire State Police men, the men and women of New Hampshire State Police who came up and ran. And we had an absolutely awesome time on Saturday. Hello, Alex.
Greg,
hey!
It was so great to meet you on Saturday at the Greg Hill Foundation Jingle Lake 5K.
How'd you do? What was your time?
God, I finished like sixth in my age group, but I'm in my mid-30s.
That's not bad. That's
so I was like 23 minutes, I would say, seven and a half minute mile. It was hard to kind of break through the people at the beginning of the race.
I feel like the cold, I don't want to use excuses, but the cold weather also affected my time. I feel like I might have been under 30 if it weren't so cold.
You were red as a stop sign when you came in. You seemed perfectly warm.
Greg, you broke up a good sweat. So in my mind, that means you exerted enough energy you were doing great.
That's not saying much because I break a sweat about 8 minutes into this program every morning at 6 a.m. So it's not
freezing in here all the time. You're used to it.
But anyways, it was a great, great run, great turnout, great cause. Ken Curtis, it was great to meet both you guys. And just like I encourage all WEEI listeners to go and attend these WEEI events. They're just so much fun. I was laughing my butt off about somebody took something in front of Curtis and Ken saying, it's just people. This is a part of doing public events. But huge, I don't know, just really great. Thanks for being so nice to my mom. And I just love the entire event, and I love your station, and go Pats tonight.
All right. Yeah, go Pats. Go Pats tonight.
It was so nice.
It was awesome. We're glad you came. Raised a lot of money, and we really appreciate it, and we'll see you next year. And here is Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Merlone and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Greg, the number one comment that Curtis and I got at the event was about Wiggy and Mac.
Yep.
Why can't Wiggy give Mac any respect?
Yep.
And Wiggy went on Rival Radio WGR Friday and is spreading the passenger wealth.
Was this a Buffalo station?
Yeah, Buffalo station.
What?
Our sister station out in Buffalo.
Okay.
What time was this, Wiggy? Like noon?
I don't know. No, it might have been about 10 or 11, maybe.
All right, here he is.
Sam Mac Jones for a second, because the hype is... I don't want to say it's getting out of control. You're seeing a lot of stat comparisons between Mac Jones and Tom Brady through the first 12 games. How much of the credit that he's getting do you think he deserves? Has he really come in there, and has he been a lot better than the Patriots thought he was going to be, or they've really coached him up?
I think they've really coached him up, and, as far as the expectations, I think a lot of fans here, it's exceeded their expectations. When we talk about it on the Greg Hill Show, I kind of call him a passenger in the vehicle of the New England Patriots football team. People tend to get upset with that because they think that's a negative thing, or you call him a game manager.
Right.
Right.
Whoa. Nice plug, though, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't changed what I said.
Nope.
That is a knife in the back of the fan base.
What?
You go on a Buffalo radio station and you say that about our quarterback on the Friday before the biggest game of the season?
Mm-hmm.
Which side are you on?
How dare you?
Well, Ken told me I had to go on this station.
He did plug the show.
You didn't check with me.
You didn't have to go on there and say that.
Well, that's what Ken said. I had to go on the show. And somebody else.
That's bulletin board material. Yep. How many passenger banners are there going to be the Bills Mafia tonight, thanks to you?
Well, then that'll be good. Then that should make his play go up to another level to prove that he's not a passenger. Uh-huh. So actually what I did was a good thing.
Okay.
And Boomer Esiason said something that kind of agreed with me, but you guys blew through that stop sign.
We did? What did he say?
Oh, yeah. Boomer Esiason said that this team, the reason why they are where they are, is in large part because of their defense.
Oh, that's true.
I wouldn't say that, Courtney, when I say that, isn't it complete, you know, hellfire and brimstone? Let's drag them out to the stake where we can hang them.
Okay, that's not
great.
At all.
Now I have to have steak for lunch.
Number one and number two points
like
per game.
Like you weren't already.
Number one and number two points per game defense is meeting tonight, 8:15 the kickoff at Highmark Stadium. Wiggy's got your NFL Sunday pregame starting at 6, and that includes Gresh Keefe and Fourier as well. 3-point underdogs tonight, officially, going into this one. 8 Patriots questionable, including David Andrews, Trent Brown, Christian Barmore. Kyle Duggar looks very, very doubtful.
You agree with Boomer when he says that this one is in the 20s from a point perspective? Because
I think it might be less. 15-10 or something like that.
Okay.
15-10?
Nikki field goals. Mm. All about Nikki field goals tonight.
With the weather, too, being bad, yeah. It's a low-scoring game.
Well, that's what I said with the weather, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yep, that's exactly. Those words came right out of this mouth over here. Yep.
College football Final Four, Alabama 1, Michigan 2, Georgia 3, sorry, Wiggs, and Cincinnati 4. Those games will be on the 31st of December.
No, sorry. Everybody loves an underdog.
No. I didn't really trip if they won the SEC championship. Great, you know, but it was about getting into the playoffs, and I knew they were getting in regardless, win or lose.
Thinking about your score prediction for a minute, though, Ken, what about the weather?
Weather should play an interesting part in tonight's game.
You think it's going to?
I think it is. Okay. Keep this game under the 20s.
Right. We have audio of Mac handling weather in pregame. Want to hear this?
Yeah.
A little windy out here today.
That'll give you a little glimpse of how Mac's going to do today.
What?
I dug hard for that. That's what's trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Greg Hill Show with Courtney Cox.
And she was caught breastfeeding the cat. She was told numerous times to put the cat away, put her breast away. Mm. It was a whole thing. And this these reports were
people
because
on WEEI.
Came up earlier. I could listen to that all day. The great Chris Cornell and Ave Maria. Tomorrow on this show, Bill Belichick at some point and Ty Law in the studio at 8:30.
But before tomorrow, before the end of the show, you're going to tell us the spaz thing, right? Because this whole day, you brought it up at 6 a.m. It's now 9:36, and I'm on the edge of my seat.
Spaz can come in and tell you. Spaz, get in here. Spaz blew his interview on the other, he went to the other radio station. He blew his interview. He can come in and tell you what happened.
Was he wearing a wire? Because that'd be great.
Grab yourself a microphone before we get out of here today. And Wiggy, you are being roundly criticized for what you said about Mac Jones on Buffalo Radio. Hello, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Same to you, Michael.
So I have to address this, okay? And I know that no matter what I say, Wiggy's worse at taking accountability for things that he says than my wife is. But here's the thing. So earlier in the year and last year, we heard about how if you're in any way rooting for Tom Brady to do well, even though Tom Brady's done all these wonderful things for the Patriots organization, put a ring on Wiggy's finger, you're a fraudulent fan.
Yes.
But Wiggy can go on a Buffalo radio station, an affiliate, on the day, like the weekend before the game that we're playing, the biggest game of the season that will put us in the number one seed when we win this game, mm-hmm. and telling those people in Buffalo that Mac Jones is a passenger, basically discrediting the ability that Mac Jones has to win this game tonight. Now, I don't think Mac Jones has anything to do with why they're going to win tonight. I bet you he probably passes maybe less than 20 or 25 times. It's going to be a running game, and the Pats are going to run all over the field on them.
So you agree with me, Mike?
But I'm not just tonight specifically, the game plan tonight specifically, but for you to go on a Buffalo affiliate and trash Mac Jones, and I don't care how you want to spin it, that is trashing Mac Jones when you're telling the Buffalo Bills Mafia that Mac Jones is just a passenger.
It's outrageous.
You're being a fraudulent fan.
It's outrageous. It is, honestly. I don't know how many events he gets invited to by the Kraft family.
A lot.
The alumni, they ought to revoke your pass. No tickets for you going forward ever again after that, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, listen.
You like Buffalo so much, why don't you go on?
No, I don't like Buffalo. And I told them I don't like Buffalo. I said the only thing, Buffalo is the gulag of the NFL. Nobody wants to go there. That's what I told them when I got on the radio. And they brought up the Josh Allen and Mac Jones debate, which Gresh and Keefe were talking about. Would you trade one for the other? And so that's how we got into the Mac Jones conversation.
They tend to get upset with that because they think that's a negative thing, or you call him a game manager.
Right.
Oh, my God. Right. Going into a different city talking about fans in a negative way is really...
Not fans. I talked about Mac Jones.
Well, you said the way they talk about Mac Jones.
Now, Spaz.
Yes.
you went to an interview with a competing radio station.
A couple of interviews at this station, actually. Okay.
You don't like it here?
I love it here. Let me be clear. I love it at WEI.
I mean, I brought you over.
I love you.
I brought you back into radio.
True.
But this company is not giving you the opportunity to advance quick enough? Is that
And they're not giving me the growth that I would like.
That you demand.
Maybe. I mean, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Would you keep David Ortiz in the back room answering telephones?
No, I would not.
Is Tom Brady picking up the phone?
No,
is he cutting up Bill Belichick interviews?
I understand that.
I'm happy to do that kind of stuff. I'm really good at it. But I was good at it when I was 18 doing it for Howie Carr.
Larry Joe is not cleaning bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, who's Larry Bird here?
I mean, Andy Mose. I used to do it for Andy Mose. The guy's dead now, but he was a radio legend back in the day.
You sound like Pete Shepard complaining he's not in the radio station anymore.
No biggie.
All right. Go ahead.
So you
no
go, biggie. They're hiring an afternoon producer.
Right.
So they have on the competing Sports Hub.
Right, on the Sports Hub. They're looking for a guy. Their guy left.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, it's a job that's beneath me. I don't really care.
Oh,
it really is.
Oh.
It's the same thing that I do here. It's a job. It's bagging groceries when I should be running the store.
Right, I got
right?
you. I got
no
you.
Big deal, okay. but I'm happy you. To okay. bag.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm happy to start out at the bottom
mm-hmm.
and work my way up, which is what I said to the program director. Mm-hmm. So I had a meeting with their producer, Jimmy Stewart, who's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
We used to work together when I worked at WRKO. We watched the fireworks one night together.
Okay.
The guy's a great guy.
Okay.
We love each other.
Okay.
So I reach out to him. I have a conversation with him. He's like, yeah, I think you should apply.
Yeah.
So I apply. I have a meeting with their assistant program director.
Assistant to the program director.
Right.
They're Ken.
Yeah. Then that goes to the meeting with their boss. Mm-hmm. All great people.
Yeah.
Very nice people. I never get to meet with Maz, or I never get to meet with Felger.
Okay.
So the last meeting I have with them, they asked, what would I do differently on the show, or what's some of the show problems? And I don't have, I've been on radio for years. I'll tell you right to your face what I think is wrong with your show, or what you're missing.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're a life a little funny. And he's like, what would you describe it as? And I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
I said, it's like Barstool Sports.
Okay.
Is what I said. I said, my content
you said your content is like Barstool.
Right.
You compared yourself to Barstool.
So are you David Portnoy or David Ortiz? Which one is it?
Listen, I would be. Let me tell you something. I would be if I were on Barstool, I'd be fantastic.
I'm following.
It's 100%.
Yeah, I'm following.
My content is on that level.
I got you.
So, but I didn't know how to explain it to them. I just said, hey, I do spaz. This is what I do, and I brought up the Belichick. They knew all the stuff.
Right.
He was like, all the Belichick stuff you
they
did was
familiar
great.
With your work.
They were familiar right. with
if one could call
yes.
it that.
I mean, who is it?
OUI. He brought up OUI. How long has it been since we did OUI? 10 years.
Great bit.
Okay. Phenomenal
opinions
bit.
Under the influence.
All right, great I like this.
I like that. Okay. Anyway, so what happened?
So, anyways, I think it's great. I'm getting the job.
Yeah.
Now I'm driving home and they're on the radio and Maz is like, "Whoa, some talented people are applying for the job." Oh. And then Felger pipes in and says, "Yeah, those people were not interested that create Barstool type content."
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, I would assume that's a shot at me.
Yeah, it's definitely. A shot.
I mean, that's a direct.
I feel like
direct.
That is.
Now, what I thought is that they if they addressed you by name, I was like, "Oh, he just played this perfectly. It's a good plug for your new podcast, Spazzin' Out." There you go. Another plug.
Wait, we can't talk about that on here. Jeff was like, our boss was like, no politics from you.
Okay,
none. Because it's great podcast if you like politics.
But if you want to be controversial and get on the radio, and then it's like, oh, you could go listen to the guy. It's a perfect segue to get people to look you up.
I don't understand why wouldn't they want if you're comparing yourself to a successful media empire like Barstool? What's the negative on
right,
that?
Right.
Like, come on. You know my content's good. It's not for everyone, and it needs
it's
to be
really
in small.
It's not for many, but
but
some,
it needs
but
to be like, in small doses. Come on, it's good. Like, listen, I was on with who I don't even know our afternoon show anymore. Anyways,
OMF.
So, OMF.
I mean, MF.
See, you don't even know it either. And I did
I
my
think
segment.
It's OUI.
I've been begging these guys to let me present the segment. This is what I do.
Right.
I write the bits. I present them. I edit them. I go out and actually, no one in this room is going and creating their own freaking content.
Oh,
I create my. I don't care.
He's speaking
facts. Facts. I go out and I create my own. Greg doesn't have to do that crap anymore. Right. He actually used to do it when he was my age. Now he's the host. He's the man. And I do all that. So I go in and I beg them to have me in studio because they're doing it without me in studio.
Right.
Finally, they have me in studio. But forget it. Is the best it ever was.
Home run.
Through the roof. So much
radio
so.
Gold.
So much so that another thing that I think people need to do here is get their own advertisers, is that I may now have a sponsor for that segment.
Really?
I had a meeting with a good friend of ours, the people at US Pavement.
Oh.
And they may be interested in saying, you know, Spaz hits the streets and we build the streets.
Oh, okay. So you're bringing money
sounds
in.
Like
so
now I'm going like to winning formula.
Bring right. money in. But you know what? That's not good enough for those for Felger. Sorry, bro. I don't know the guy personally. His wife's hot, so that's pretty good.
See, that's not going to.
I got nothing against the guy.
This isn't going to help your cause.
I feel like you're stuck here. Curtis, I think we're stuck with Spaz.
You are. You're stuck with me.
I mean, what are we going to do with Larry Bird in the back room? We'll figure it out.
See, My thing is that you're too outside the box for them.
People don't think like me, bro.
Right, right.
You're standing on a box.
No. Because listen, as somebody who was a big part of why they were able to raise the success back in the day, you are you're outside the box.
Are you taking success for that program? Taking credit for the success of that afternoon drive program?
Ratings don't lie.
Oh.
So your mindset in the
wait, were you an everyday participant?
Wait, listen, Mike, the Greg Hill Show, right? The Hillman Morning Show. When I was there, we were number one plenty of times in the key demographic.
Yes,
plenty of times.
Yes,
plenty
of
times.
You're too much. You're too much out of the box for them, right? You're too different for them. That's why. Listen, spread your wings and fly.
Yeah.
That's
have you
what
ever
I
gone
said.
Out to Barstool?
Huh?
You ever applied?
I've reached. Listen, why don't you ask Dave Portnoy? I've emailed him and sent them stuff 1,000 times. But I don't want. Listen, I want to work here now.
Yeah.
I have a personal vendetta.
Oh,
and those that know.
That's good. Those are good.
Listen,
ooh,
I want. And if Ken, you're right there. Well, you guys pay me $13.50 an hour, so it's not a money thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll bump you up. We're going to bump you up in the new year. $14.50.
I know. I heard that. Isn't that great? Thank you. It's $270 a week if you have me here for 20 hours working with the afternoon show.
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't make that investment to Christian and Lou, that's a slap in their face.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Ooh, I love
that
tactic.
It's a short investment.
Let me ask you this.
Hello, Mike.
I have a deal for you right now.
Yes.
Because I want you to stay here.
Okay.
I tried to get rid of you, but Sports Hub doesn't want you. So.
Neither does RKO.
How much is it a week?
I say, what's it?
270.
Is that what it is? Right. Do the math. It's 20 times 13.50.
Right, well, you should up it. It's like 500.
Let me do this. 270 bucks a week?
Yep, right. 270.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is.
Let me do this. Would you pay us that to work here?
You know what? I could find it.
Okay, all right.
I'm
okay,
dead serious.
If
I get U.S. Pavement, I bet you they'll come to the table with a ton of money, and that'll pay for me.
Listen, if you pay to work here, you can stay.
All right.
That's a little interview advice. Are you going to go back? Did they call you back for another
They're
interview?
They're not calling me back.
I agree with you, bro.
I should be on in the – let me just say this. I love working for Greg. Greg knows that I came to him and said, Bud, I want to be here. But unfortunately, you guys have two incredible, they're the friggin' best.
They're the best, Curtis.
They really are. You can't replace those two dudes. No. And I'm not saying get rid of the producers. I'm not really a producer. I'm a content creator. Add me as a content creator in the afternoon.
What about overnights?
I could do overnights.
Okay. What about social media?
I have the best social media page in the whole friggin' station. You guys are crazy. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I love you.
Take a jump, Spaz.
Peace out.
Good luck to you.
Hello, Mike.
All right. If you know of any stations that are hiring, maybe not in a major market, let Spaz know. We'll be right back.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
You know, stars me up.
On WEEI.
Yeah, check it to 10.
Baby, bet. Hey, couple X, hey. Couple panties on him.
Before we get out of here, Wiggy, what are you looking for this evening? We're like 10 hours away.
To start with your boy. Yeah. I'm going to start with your boy, Mac Jones.
Okay.
How's he look throwing the football in conditions that are looking to be a little bit crappy, windy? How do the conditions affect him tonight throwing the football?
And we haven't seen him throw in windy, cold weather, rain.
Yeah, okay. We've seen him throw in the rain, but the wind is.
I mean, Gillette, there was a little bit of snow or some kind of weather thing, the Titans game, but not. We haven't seen anything like we may see tonight.
Right. Okay. So that to me is the one thing I will be looking for. The other thing I'll be looking for is defensively. What are you doing with Stephon Diggs? Are you doubling him? Are you putting J.C. Jackson on him? How are you trying to take him out of the football game? What we've seen this team do in the past when another team has a really, really good wide receiver. So that'll be interesting to see what they're going to do with a guy like Stephon Diggs.
We don't know the status of Duggar. We won't know till game time, correct?
I mean, he hasn't practiced the entire week. It's highly doubtful.
Yeah, so he probably doesn't play. So there you go. Now, that adds into your passing game and how you might pass defense and what some of the things you might do. And then the other thing is, what is Josh McDaniels doing from Jump Street? Like, is he saying, all right, we are committing to the run and we're going to run the football because of the conditions? Or we may be trying to take advantage of them thinking now when we're only going to run because of the condition, comes out with a little play action early.
You think Judon has a big game? Josh Allen?
I always think he has a big game. I mean, I expect that week in and week out.
I have a prediction that the Josh McDaniels, Mac Jones offense will have a trick play or two tonight. Yeah. Josh loves primetime games. He's a potential candidate for the rest of the NFL. He wants to show off his shiny new toys. I think it'll be a couple of those in tonight's game.
What do you got for a score tonight, Wiggy?
I'm with Ken on this one. I'm not as low as him, but I think Patriots 21 and Buffalo 14.
I'm going to go completely different. I'm going to go 31 Pats, 17 Buffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. Speaking to me.
Optimistic. Curtis? Yeah.
I have the Bills winning 38-27.
Oh, wow. Shootout.
Jeez, don't say it. Go on Buffalo radio and say that.
Well, like, I'm going to be on there, too, and I'm going to pick the Pats.
All right. We'll be back to talk about it tomorrow morning with Bill Belichick and with Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. Gresh and Keefe will keep talking about it. Pats, Bills tonight. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thank you very much for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.